This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Some of the biggest losers in business over the last several months have been natural gas companies. Despite high fuel prices, natural gas has not taken off as a major energy alternative, at least not as much as billionaire investor T. Boone Pickens had hoped. He was one of the biggest boosters of the industry, and now he has dumped his natural gas stocks altogether. T. Boone Pickens joins us now from Dallas. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
You recently got out of Chesapeake Energy, a big natural gas producer. Why did you do that?
Because natural gas has been a disaster. It'll be great at some point, but today it's trading at $2.37, and it's just pretty cheap.
Well, people are going to look at that and they'll say, you know, he was really hot on natural gas, then he got out of it, just like he was big on wind and that didn't turn out to be so good. What do you think is going wrong here? Why are these alternative fuels not as popular as you think they'll be?
Well, the fuels, you're not going to move into wind until natural gas gets up $6. Okay, so wind's on the shelf and you got natural gas, they're moving in the fuel about as fast as they can go to it. It's $1.50, $2 a gallon cheaper than diesel, and you have the truck switching over to it.
But even with oil as high as it is and gas prices as high as they are, it does seem like Americans are sticking with the good old-fashioned stuff that they know.
Well, Americans now, I'm talking about truckers and you're talking about you. I mean, your car, you're not going to switch to natural gas till you have an infrastructure that'll accommodate it.
Right.
Now, with truckers, not so. Trucker's not going to ever buy a truck unless he has a place to fuel it. And those are going into Pilot Flying J truck stops. They're building 100 of them right now. So that's happening very fast.
Well, you've been in the business for decades now. Did you?
Decades, for sure.
Did you think, you know, decades ago that in 2012 we would still be addicted to foreign oil the way that we were back in the 70s?
Well, no, I didn't think that would be the case, but we have just sat there because of cheap gasoline over the years. We have no energy plan for the country. It's pitiful. We're using 25% of all the oil produced in the world every day.
Well, do you think that Washington is ever going to get an energy policy together that you will think is a good one?
Whether we do or we don't, I've had about all this I want to fool with, but...
What do you mean you've had all this you want to fool with?
Oh, I mean, Washington deal is a great amount of is so much time is wasted, very little is accomplished. It is absolutely the saddest place to go and try to get something done.
Do you know who you're going to be voting for this year?
Oh, I am. That's we got. Well, let me say this: I've never voted for a Democrat in my life for president. So,
all right,
if that'll help you.
Okay. Billionaire investor T. Boone Pickens, thanks so much for talking with us.
Okay, thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.